Hello, this is Pastor Dan of First Baptist Church of Moravia, your pastor for the day. Can you think of the one thing in our lives that has completely revolutionized the way we live? Without a doubt, it's the internet. Think about how many aspects of your life deal with the internet. Your news and weather report, how you listen to music, how you do your shopping and banking and pay your bills, how you do research, make travel reservations, and even store your photos. Not to mention your social life. How you communicate and keep in touch with others. The internet is literally part of everyday life, and for most of us, an essential part of everyday life. Now, spiritually speaking, there is also one discipline that ought to be an essential part of our everyday lives as well, something that impacts every area of our lives. Scripture teaches that one such discipline is prayer. As believers in Jesus Christ, prayer ought to saturate our lives. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the different churches, he often included an exhortation to pray within the context of how to live out your faith in Christ. Through Paul's letters, we see that our prayers are to be consistent, committed, and comprehensive. Listen to 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We're called to pray without ceasing. Now, that doesn't mean that you pray uninterrupted throughout the whole day, but that you pray consistently, habitually. You don't simply pray once or twice, but you pray when you get up and as you're starting your day, on your way to work, or as you're doing your daily routine, whatever that may be. You pray when circumstances are good, and when things are difficult, and when things are business as usual. We're called to form a habit of praying, not just at dinner and bedtime, but all the time. Also, our prayers are to be committed. When Paul writes to the Romans in chapter 12, when he's explaining how to live out the gospel, he writes in verse 12 that Christians should be rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. The Greek word for devoted means to continue to do something with an intense effort, even if it's difficult. Sometimes continually praying can be difficult. It requires effort, an intense effort. In order to be established, you must be devoted to it. Now think of something or someone to whom you're devoted. You're not easily torn away from that which you're devoted. In our culture, it's so easy to become distracted and pulled away from prayer for far less important things. The early church was devoted to prayer due to persecution, and today we need to be devoted and committed to prayer as well. Lastly, our prayer should be comprehensive. In Ephesians 6, when Paul is explaining that living the Christian life will include spiritual opposition and warfare, he tells believers to stand firm in God's strength and put on the armor of God. And in verse 18, he writes, "With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints." Notice the comprehensive nature of prayer Paul encourages. All prayer and petition, pray at all times, with all perseverance for all the saints. Is that all? We're told to pray all types of prayers. Praise to God, confession, prayers of thanksgiving, prayers for ourselves and others. And to persevere, the same Greek word for devoted in Romans 12. We're to pray at all times, that's consistently, habitually, and for all the saints. We pray for those in our own church, other churches in the community, and for churches around the country and around the world. Perhaps your prayer life is not what you'd like it to be. Many of us are not satisfied with their prayer life. You can improve it by understanding, first of all, that if you're a Christian, you are called to pray. Begin simply by praying along with the ACTS acronym: A, adoration, C, confession, T, thanksgiving, and S, supplication. Your prayers don't need to be eloquent speeches. They just need to be genuine and focused on God, not yourself. They can be really simple, too. Lord, I pray that we would be men and women of prayer for your kingdom and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Pastor Dan Hall of First Baptist Church of Moravia, your pastor for the day.